我们现在就开始啊，一起上今天的主日学，请帮忙把后面的门关一下。
Let's ask the Lord to help us as we begin today.
我们来祷告。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy to us. We thank you for sending the Holy Spirit into this world to dwell in our hearts and to help us be what you would have us to be. And as you do that, we will give you praise, for we ask these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
This morning I want to talk to you about the Holy Spirit.
那我们今天早上要讲的题目是圣灵。
I want to talk to you about the fact that it is just incredibly important that we have the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我想让大家知道说我们有这个圣灵在我们的生命当中是一个非常奇妙的非常美妙的事实。
One of the things that sets Christianity apart from all other religions is that we don't go to him, he comes to us.
所以这是让这个基督教和其他许多宗教有所分别的地方，就是我们不是去寻找他，他亲自来找到我们。
Other religions teach that God is high and we strive through our works to gain God-likeness.
很多其他的宗教教我们说这个神是高高，这个神是高高在上的，那我们要尽我们的所能做很多的好事来试图来够到神。
Christianity teaches that God knew we could never get to him.
但是基督教 教给我们的是说神知道我们一生也不可能能够凭我们自己的努力来够着他。
So he came to us first in the person of Jesus Christ.
所以他是首先以这个耶稣基督这个人的形象来到我们当中来。
Christ became our sacrifice so our sins could be forgiven.
他来找到我们，而且耶稣成了这个神的这个生祭，然后我们可以得救。
Then he went back to heaven and he sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us.
然后当耶稣回到天堂的时候，他又差圣灵来与我们同在。
And that's what we want to talk about this morning.
那今天我们要讲的题目就是跟圣灵有关。
I'm going to ask her to read the scripture. It's found in John chapter 16, verses 1 through 15.
那我们一起来打开圣经，我们要读一段圣经，是在约翰福音第16章第一节到第15节。约翰福音是在新约圣经的第四本书16章，打开我们一起来读第16章第一节到第15节，请。我已将这些事告诉你们，使你们不至于跌倒。人要把你们赶出会堂，并且时候将到，凡杀你们的就以为是侍奉神。他们这样行是因未曾认识父，也未曾认识我。我将这些事告诉你们，是叫你们到了时候可以想起我对你们说过了。我起先没有将这事告诉你们，因为我与你们同在。现今我往差我来的父那里去，你们中间并没有人问我你往哪里去，只因我将这事告诉你们，你们就满心忧愁。然而我将真情告诉你们，我去是与你们有益的。我若不去，保惠师就不到你们这里来，我若去就差他来。他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。为罪是因他们不信我，为义是因我往父那里去你们就不再见我，为审判是因这世界的王受了审判。我还有好些事要告诉你们，但你们现在担当不了，只等真理的圣灵来了，他要引导你们明白一切的真理，因为他不是凭自己说的，乃是把他所听见的都说出来，并要把将来的事告诉你们。他要荣耀我，并且他要将授予我的告诉你们。凡父所有的都是我的，所以我说他要将授予我的告诉你们。
Jesus knew that the time was rapidly approaching when he would leave this world and go back to the Father.
耶稣知道说他的时间将到，他要离开这个世界，要回到天父那里去。
In this passage, he begins to prepare the disciples that he has chosen and been with for 3.5 years for his departure.
所以在这段圣经里面，他就开始预备这些门徒，让他们知道说这个他将要离开了。这些门徒跟了他3年多。
We don't have to think long to realize how wonderful it would have been to be with Jesus in those days.
我们可能不需要非常费力就可以想象说你如果能够跟随耶稣那么长时间是一种多么奇妙的感受。
Wouldn't it have been wonderful to be with him when he saw a person with a hand that was withered and see him stretch that hand out and make it proper and whole again?
那你能想象如果你当时在场的话看到耶稣医治那个手枯萎的人他的手就这样展开的时候会是什么样的情形？
Wouldn't it have been exciting to see him touch the eyes of a blind person and suddenly they could see?
然后你就在旁边看见他这个手触摸到那个瞎眼的人，然后这个人就能够看见了。
I would have enjoyed being there with him when he went down to that pool where all the sick people were gathered.
那我可以想象，我会很激动跟着他一起到那个毕士大池那儿看周围那些就是看周围有很多这些有病的人在那里。
And he went to a man who had been there for 38 years.
那他的到那里看到一个就是在那个池旁边待了38年的一个人。
And he said to the man, rise up, take up your bed and walk.
然后耶稣跟那个人说起来拿起你的褥子走吧。
It would have been a wonderful experience to be there in those times.
然后这个人就真的就这样做了，你能够想象那你如果亲身经历的话会是一种什么感受吗？
It would have been wonderful to see him release people from the power of evil spirits.
然后你看到他从那些人身上赶鬼出来。
You remember the man who lived in the tombs.
你还记得有一个住在坟茔里的人。
And Jesus said, let's go across the Sea of Galilee right to where that man was.
然后这个耶稣那时候带着门徒就是从这个加利利海这穿过去。
The man came out of the tombs naked and raving and threatening.
然后那个人就是他因为被鬼附然后就是身上也不穿衣服然后没有人能拦得住他然后就是很疯狂的样子。
But then Jesus spoke to him, and the man was peaceful, the man was healed, the man was restored, and they brought out clothes and clothed him.
然后当耶稣跟他说话的时候，这个人就安静下来，然后他得到了医治，他的身上的鬼被赶出去，他就好好的神志清醒过来。
It would have been wonderful to be there when Jesus was doing all these wonderful miracles.
所以当耶稣行那些神迹的时候，你能想象，如果就在他身边，你看到了每一个事情，你这种体会是多么的奇妙。
For the last 3.5 years of their lives, these disciples had had that privilege.
那在这些门徒在过去的这个三年半当中跟随耶稣，他们有这样的这个机会，能够看到耶稣所行的这些神迹。
But now these disciples are in shock. Jesus says, "I'm going away."
可是现在，当耶稣说我要离开的时候，这些门徒都是很震惊的。
It's not difficult to understand how that would have been very, very discouraging to them.
我想对我们来说不难想象，对他们当时是感觉多么的沮丧和失望。
And Jesus mentions in this passage, because I've said this to you, sorrow has filled your heart.
那所以耶稣在这一段里讲到说，我跟你说的这些话就让你的心里很忧愁。
But then Jesus begins to make this remarkable claim. He says, it's going to be better for you if I go away.
可是耶稣后来就开始说我离开其实是对你有好处的。
It's not hard to understand how they could wonder, how could it ever be better?
所以不难想象他们肯定心里觉得这怎么可能是好处呢？
How would it ever be better for Jesus not to be here to feed the multitudes or heal the sick?
如果耶稣不在他们当中然后喂饱很多人然后医治那些病人的话怎么可能是好事呢？
Not only would they wonder how it could ever be better,But Jesus is saying some very sobering things here about some bad things that are going to happen.
而且不仅仅如此，而且耶稣还说他们身上将会发生一些就是不好的事情，让他们觉得很警觉。
In verse 2, he says they're going to treat you badly, and some are even going to try to kill you.
而且第二节就讲到说那些会把你赶出会堂，甚至会要杀你们。
And those who kill you will think they're doing God a favor.
而且他们会认为他们这样做是在侍奉神。
Jesus was going away, and all of these dark, evil things were about to happen.
所以在他们看来，就是说耶稣要离开，而且会有很多不好的、可怕的事情要发生。
It's not hard to understand how they would be very discouraged and frustrated about that.
所以不难想象他们当时是感到多么的灰心失望。
But now on the other side, Jesus says, I'm going, but I'm going to send somebody else.
但是呢，耶稣又就跟他说，跟他们讲说，虽然我要离开，但是我会差另外的人来。
He said he was going to send somebody else, but it was somebody they didn't know.
虽然这个要差其他的这个，我们用人这个字来，但是 门徒们并不认识他。
It's someone they had never met.
是他们从来没有见过的。
They naturally wondered how could it ever, ever be better for him to send someone else.
所以对他们来说，这怎么可能比耶稣还能更好呢？
But now from our perspective, we look back and we can see how it was better.
但是从我们的角度来说，当我们回头看的时候，我们知道说，确实是更好的。
Think for a moment with me.
那你跟我一起来想象一下。
If Jesus was here in the world today, where would he be?
如果今天耶稣就在世上的话，他会在哪里呢？
Would he be here in this church? In Lake Worth?
他会在我们这个小教会里吗？这个棕榈滩的华人基督教会吗？
No, he wouldn't be here. Because if he was healing all these people and making bread multiply, there would be crowds that would overwhelm this church.
那不可能的，因为如果他要行那些神迹的话，使人得医治，然后喂饱几千人的话，那这个教堂挤不下的，会有很多很多人要来看的。
Think about what happens when the Pope comes from the Vatican to the United States.
你想一想，当这个教皇从那个梵蒂冈跑到美国来的时候，
Does he come to cities like Lake Worth?
他会到我们这个小城市来吗？
No, he comes to New York City.
没有的，他会去纽约这种大地方。
Or Chicago, or Los Angeles, or Dallas.
或者芝加哥，或者洛杉矶，或者达拉斯。
He might come to Miami.
有可能去迈阿密。
But he wouldn't come here.
但是不会是到这儿来的。
And if he did come to one of those big cities, he'd be in some large venue like a stadium.
那而且他去这些大城市的话，他也不会待在一个小地方，会去那种大的体育场。
And you and I would probably be way up in those top seats where he was just a little tiny figure down there.
然后如果我们要去看他的话，我们肯定是坐在最很靠后面，然后你看他就这么小小的一个小人而已。
And we would need our binoculars to try to see him.
然后还得戴着望远镜才能看得到。
And he still wouldn't be very big.
就算你用望远镜也就是这么大而已。
You would never have a chance to talk to him.
所以你根本就不可能接近他跟他说话。
They'd have a security detail.
而且他周围也有很多的这个警卫。
You'd probably have to empty your pockets to get in, so you'd be sure nobody was going to blow up the stadium.
你要想去的话，可能还得过安检，把东西都掏出来，要不然他们还怕你把那儿炸了呢。
You would never get to see Jesus.
所以你不可能，如果耶稣来的话，你根本就不可能接近他，看到他。
It was better for us that he went away.
所以真的是对我们是有他离开是对我们有益处的。
It's better for us that he sent the Holy Spirit.
也就是说，当他差圣灵来的时候，是对我们有好处的。
The truth is that if Jesus was here, he would probably be in the land of Israel.
那而且实际上，如果耶稣今天在这个世界上的话，他也会在以色列那个地方。
I've been to the land of Israel.
我去过以色列。
I know how long it takes to get there.
我知道这个要飞很久才能到的。
You have to fly from Miami to New York.
你要需要先从迈阿密飞到纽约。
And you get on a plane there and fly to Tel Aviv.
然后再从纽约坐飞机到特拉维夫。
And that trip from New York to Tel Aviv is 12 hours.
然后从纽约飞到那儿要花12个小时。
12 hours in that little narrow seat.
那我们可能很多人都有经验哈，12个小时的飞机坐在那个小小的座位上。
After a while, you feel like you'd give a $50 bill to get out of the seat.
有的时候你会觉得说，你甚至想给人家能不能花50块钱，只要能够从这个椅子上走开。
It's a long ways to Israel.
因为飞到以色列是很远的。
And then again, if we got there, there would be multitudes of people.
可是你到了那儿，同样的还是会有很多很多的人想要见他。
When I visited Israel, every place we went, there were busloads of people.
我去以色列的时候，每到一个地方都是有很多很多的游客，然后在坐着旅游车到哪儿去。
I was in a group of about 35 people.
那我去的时候是跟着一个团，大概有35个人。
But there were other groups that were 50, 60, 75, or even 100 people.
那还有一些其他的团有50、60，甚至上百人。
And there were many, many groups.
然后不仅仅如此，然后有好多，还有好多的团。
We had to wait our turn to see holy sites, they called them.
你要想看那些所谓圣地的话，你总是要排队，要等。
If Jesus was here, he wouldn't be in Lake Worth.
那所以耶稣如果在世的话，他不会在我们这里。
He would be in Israel.
他会在以色列。
We wouldn't be able to invite him to our house.
我们也没有办法请他到我们家里来。
No young couple would invite him to their wedding as he did in Scripture.
也不可能像这个圣经上讲的那样去参加年轻人的婚礼。
He wouldn't come to our funeral.
他也不会到我们的葬礼上来。
He said to the disciples, "It's better for you if I go away."
所以他跟他的门徒说，我离开是对你们有益处的。
Because if I go away, I will send another to take my place.
因为他说，我离开的话，我会差另一位到你们当中来。
The good news is that this person he sent comes to you and me personally.
而且这个好消息说，当他差的这一位是亲自到我们每一个人的生活当中来的。
Scripture has many references to the fact that God dwells in us.
圣经有很多地方提到说这个事实，就是说神住在我们当中。
For example, Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock."
那记得耶稣说的，我站在门外，正在敲门。
If anyone will open the door, I will come in to them.
若有人把门打开，我就会进去与他同坐。
I will abide with them, he said.
我会与他同住。
John said, "It is Christ." In you, the hope of glory.
那约翰也说过，这是你住在你们的里面的基督，使你们有这个荣耀的盼望。
When you become a Christian, you confess your sins to God.
那当你成为基督徒的时候，你向神认罪。
You ask Him to forgive you.
你求他来赦免你的过犯。
And you open your heart to Him and say, "I want you to come into my life."
然后那个时候
and live in me.
你打开心门，邀请他说，请他进来与你同住。
And He does that in the person.Of the Holy Spirit.
神就是这样做的，而且他是以圣灵的这个形位格来住在你的心里。
Not only does He dwell in us individually, He dwells among us collectively.
那不仅仅是说对于我们每一个人来说，圣灵住在我们里面，而且我们作为一个群体的时候，圣灵也在我们当中。
We have come to church this morning because we believe God will come and meet with us.
我们今天为什么到教会来？因为我们知道我们在这里可以遇见神。
How does He come?
那他是怎么来呢？
He comes in the person of the Holy Spirit.
他是以圣灵的这个位格来。
He comes to be here with every person in this service.
所以在这个崇拜当中，他也与我们每一个人个别的同在。
I try to speak.
我在试图讲道。
But the Holy Spirit takes what I try to say and applies it to your life.
那我说我这个圣灵借着我说的话，然后在你的生命里对你有所帮助。
He knows what you need.
因为只有神知道你最需要的是什么。
He knows what I need.
他也知道我需要是什么。
And we come together, and God promises where two or three are together, I will be there with you.
当我们聚集在一起的时候，耶稣也曾经应许过说，若有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就与他们同在。
So you and I have the privilege of having the presence of God in our lives and in our midst today in this service.
我们今天有这样的荣誉，说神圣灵可以住在我们当中，而且在当我们聚集在一起的时候，他也与我们同在。
This is a beautiful church.
这个教堂很漂亮。
Every time I come here, I think, my, what a beautiful church they have built.
每一次我来，我都觉得说，哎呀，你们这个教堂真的是建得很美。
But you don't have to have a beautiful church for the Holy Spirit to come.
但是这个不是这个圣灵来到我们当中的必须的条件。
There's a nice congregation of people here today.
那我们今天当中会众也很多。
But you don't have to have a large congregation for Him to come.
但是圣灵来的条件并不是我们需要很多人在这里聚集，他才来。
It's not like God says, unless you've got a certain number of people, unless you've got a certain size church, unless you can give me a certain amount of money, I won't come.
神不是这样的说，除非你要给我多少的人，你要奉献多少的钱，我才会来。
No, he says, where two or three are gathered together, there am I in the midst of them.
神说的是，若有两三个人奉我的名聚集，我就会与你们同在。
When you stop and think this morning, that means the God of the universe has come to this church today.
所以你真的是当你仔细的思想这个事实的时候，你就知道说这个创造宇宙万物的神今天就在这里与我们同在。
The God of the universe wants to dwell in your heart, your mind, your life today.
这个创造宇宙万物的神今天此时此刻就住在你的里面，他愿意跟你分享你的生命。
That helps us to understand just a little bit how important it is.That we understand the work and ministry of the Holy Spirit.
所以这也让我们知道说，我们能够明白，我们能够理解这个圣灵的工作对我们是很重要的。
Jesus said it is in the English Bible. It says expedient. That basically means beneficial.
这个在英文里面用的一个词叫做 expedient， 在我们中文翻译就是说是有益的。
It's beneficial for you if I go away, because if I go, then He will come.
耶稣说我离开是对你们有益的，因为我离开的话，这个圣灵保惠师就会来。
And if he comes, he will dwell in our hearts and lives and help us to be a Christian.
而这个圣灵来的时候就会住在我们的心里，然后在我们的生活中帮助我们成为一个好的基督徒。
I don't have to tell you today that we live in a wicked, sinful world.
我不用告诉你，那你也知道，说我们住在生活的这个世界是一个悖逆的、弯曲的世界。
Everywhere we look, sin seems to be abounding.
我们不管看到哪里，真的是罪恶，都是充满罪恶的。
The things that have made us a civilized people are being ripped away.
那个让我们成为一个文明社会的那些基础，都是在不断的流失的。
The structure that has held us together as a civilized people is being eroded.
那个稳定的文明社会的这个架构在不断的受到侵蚀。
You think, for example, of the violence that happens in our society.
你看到我们这个周围生活环境里的暴力。
If I don't like what you do, I shoot you.
我要是不喜欢你，我看你不顺眼，我可以开枪。
If I want what have you have, I take it.
如果我想要你有的东西的话，我就用强力来取夺。
If I'm attracted to you, I overpower you and force myself on you.
如果我喜欢你，我就要强迫你来接受我。
Those things are happening all around us in our culture.
我们周围的社会充满了这样的事情。
And the response is many times not to condemn, but to rationalize those things.
而且很多时候，周围的人的反应不是说谴责，而是说把它合理化。
Oh, people take things that don't belong to them because they were poor and they deserve it.
那些穷人也好，他们没办法去偷去抢，那是因为他们穷啊，他们也需要的。
People are violent because they're angry about someone mistreating them.
那些施暴的人，他们是因为别人对他们不好，所以他们没办法才要这样反应。
I don't have to tell you today that civilization as we know it is rapidly fracturing and fragmenting.
我不用告诉你，你其实就知道，我们这个文明社会真的是已经在迅速的在瓦解当中。
That's a very great concern to me.
对我来说，这是一个很让人忧心的事情。
Last night, my daughter and a friend of hers were out to get something to drink.
那个有昨天晚上，我女儿和她的一个朋友去出门找东西吃。
Perhaps you've heard that in Hope Sound recently, a young mother disappeared.
我不知道你们有没有听说，就是在我们住的那个附近，就是最近有一个年轻的妈妈失踪了。
Word of that has gone all over our area.
那我们周围很多人都知道这件事情。
But it's also been mentioned on Fox News.
然后甚至那个在那个新闻里也有播。
This young mother just disappeared.
她这个妈妈就不见了，就凭空的就不见了。
I talked to a detective with the sheriff's department, and he said it appears to us that someone has abducted her.
那这个我跟那个警察局的人也有谈过，他们觉得说可能是她被人绑架了。
Hope Sound is a very small community.
那我们住的那个地方是一个很小的一个社区。
We have very little crime or violence in our community.
我们很少有这种暴力犯罪的事情发生。
It shocked everyone when something like this happens.
每个人真的都是觉得非常震惊，非常的难以接受。
Here's a young mother with a daughter that's 2 or 3 years old.
她的女儿才两三岁，这个妈妈好像30岁左右。
And she disappears just like that.
然后就一夜之间就不见了。
And no one has been able to find a trace.
而且完全没有任何线索。
Naturally, I was thinking about that last night when my daughter texted me and said, "My friend and I have gone to a certain place to get some refreshment."
那所以当我女儿昨天给我发短信说我要跟我的朋友去什么地方那个找点东西喝的时候，我心里就会有开始担心。
I texted her back and said, "Be careful! Don't run around at night. Remember, a mother just disappeared."
那所以我就赶快给她回信说你可不要到处乱跑啊！你记得刚刚我们这附近才失踪了一个人。
I hate to have to say that to her.
我也不愿意这么跟她说，可是没办法。
But I also would really, really, really be struggling today if I didn't know where my daughter was.
那对于我来说，如果我不知道我的女儿现在身在何处的话，我会非常非常非常的担心。
Often we think of this as being the norm in some big city somewhere.
我们通常会想说这些事情应该发生在一些大城市，一些不安全的地方。
But as our society begins to erode, it comes closer and closer to where we are.
可是当我们这个整个社会在开始在垮掉的时候，这些事情就离我们会越来越近，在我们身边就会发生。
It begins to touch our children as they go to school and get beat up for not being a part of a certain group.
然后我们的孩子在学校里也会遇到这样的情况，当他们就是不被周围的群体所接纳的时候，他们会被排斥。
It can even touch our daughters as they go to college and are raped.
然后当我们的女儿到学校的时候，也会有这些这个暴力事件在他们身上发生。
So we live in a society that is rapidly declining.
我们生活的这个社会真的是在不断的这个败坏当中。
I'm very concerned about that, and I'm sure you are as well.
我是很担心，我相信你也是以同样的担心。
But when we look back at history, we see that the thing that has made our country a special country in the past is that we have been a Christian nation.
那当我们看到我们这个国家的这个背景，我们这个建国的历史的时候，我们知道我们这个国家成立的时候是一个这个以基督教为本立国的地方。
Not a Christian nation in the sense that we forced everybody to believe a certain thing.
当然不是说我们作为基督教立国，不是说我们要求每一个人都必须信。
But a Christian nation in the sense that we honored God and acknowledged Him.
所谓以基督教立国，而是说我们就是尊崇神，然后我们也愿意尊敬他。
And we gave freedom of religion to people to worship any way they chose.
那同时我们也给人以宗教的自由，如果他们愿意去拜其他的神，我们也没有就是说以这个。
But as that begins to erode and crumble, we find ourselves facing a society that doesn't have moral guidelines anymore.
然后我们也没有阻止其他人，但是当我们这个社会开始这个退化的时候，开始这个越来越糟糕的时候，这个宗教的东西就开始变成一些让人没有道德感。
So how do we live in this kind of a culture?
那当我们在这种社会的背景下的时候，我们该怎么生活呢？
The pressure of sin and wrong is all around us.
我们周围有很多的这个罪所带来的压力。
The temptation to sin is always before us.
而且这个罪的诱惑也常常在我们的面前。
The tendency is to say, they hurt me, I'll hurt them.
那我们很多的时候就会倾向于说，他伤害了我，我也要伤害他。
And so we begin to degenerate into a culture like more like animals than like humans.
然后就慢慢就变成说，这个人的这个文明就被抛弃了，人就更像动物，就是这个以牙还牙，以眼还眼。
So how can I be the kind of person I should be?
那我怎么才能成为那个我应该成为的那种人呢？
The secret is having the fullness of the Holy Spirit in your life.
这个秘诀就在于你的里面要被圣灵所充满。
There are times when it's difficult to do the right thing because you may be the only one doing it.
有的时候可能这不是一件容易事，可能很困难，因为你是那个唯一一个愿意做对的事情的人。
There are times when it's easy just to go along with the crowd. Everybody else is doing it.
有的时候其实是很容易，随大流是最容易的，因为大家都这样嘛。
But God has given us His Word, and He's asked us to follow that. And the way we do that is by having the Holy Spirit to be our guide within.
可是神给了他的话语给我们，让我们能够按照他的话语去遵循、去生活。那唯一能够做到这一点的办法，就是请圣灵来做我们的导引。
You'll notice in these verses that.Jesus promised that the Holy Spirit would convict the world of sin.
你可能从圣经上能够看到说这个圣灵来的时候就会为这个为义审判这个世界。
He talks about it in verse 8.
就是在第八节里。
He'll convict the world of sin. He'll explain to them what righteousness is and he'll warn of judgment to come.
在第八节讲到圣灵来为就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。
In verse 13, it says he will guide you into all truth.
第十三节也讲到这个，他要引导你们明白一切的真理。
He will take what I've said to you and he'll explain it to you.
而且他要把他所听到的，就是耶稣所讲的这些，都把它解释给你们听。
How do we understand what God wants us to understand from Scripture?
我们怎么才能够明白说神想让我们在圣经当中明白的道理呢？
We understand it as the Holy Spirit explains it to us.
我们需要圣灵来给我们解释，来给我们讲解，我们才有可能明白。
How do you understand what's right and what's wrong in today's society?
在今天的社会生活中，你怎么才能分辨是非，知道什么是对是错呢？
You understand it by the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life to teach you the truth.
我们需要圣灵在我们的生命当中来教导我们什么是对，什么是错。
Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send somebody who will be with you personally to guide you into all truth.
所以耶稣说我要离开，但是我要差一位来在你的生命当中给你个人的指引，让你知道什么是真理。
When I speak to you this morning, I have no authority other than the authority of Scripture.
我今天跟你讲不是凭我自己的权柄，而是凭这个圣经他自己他带的权柄。
You don't have to do what I say.
我说什么并不要紧，你不用非照我说的做。
When you stand before God, God will never ask you, did you do what Dan Stettler said?
那你在神面前的，站在神面前的时候，神不会跟你说你有没有听牧师的话，让他做的事情。
But he did tell us that he would judge us by his word.
但是神确实告诉我们说他要按照他自己的话来审判我们。
And Jesus says here that he will convict this world of judgment to come. He'll explain you're going to be judged by the word of God.
但是耶稣在这里就告诉我们说我们要按照神的话受到审判。
That's why you need to read God's word and understand it.
所以这就是我们需要读神的话并且明白他的话。
It helps you to know what God expects of you.
因为这样你才能知道神对你的期望是什么。
The Holy Spirit will explain that and apply it to your life personally.
而且圣灵会帮助你能够明白，然后在你的生活中自己可以应用出来。
I talked about my mother in the earlier service.
我今天早上的时候我讲到我的母亲。
And my mother was a wonderful example of that.
她就是一个很好的例子。
She couldn't go to church at first. She didn't have a Bible.
最开始的时候她不能去教会，自己也没有圣经。
She knew very little about Jesus, but she sensed the leadership of God in her life through His Spirit.
关于耶稣她知道的很少，但是她能够体会到神对她的带领。
And there were some things that God showed her to do or not to do without anybody ever telling her anything or her reading about it in Scripture.
那个时候她自己不能读圣经，也没有别人告诉她什么事情该做不该做，但是她自己能够从神那里直接得到指引，说她知道有些事情她该做。
That convinced me that I can trust God to help you and to help me understand how I need to live.
所以因此我就相信说我可以信任神，不管是在什么样的情况和条件下，他都可以带领指引我们。
Jesus said, I'm going away, but I'm going to send somebody very special.
耶稣说他要离开，但是他会差一位特别的保惠师来。
He uses the word comforter, and that means not someone that puts their arm around you and says, oh, I'm sorry.
那我们中文翻译成保惠师，那英文是安慰者，这个安慰者不是说就是搂着你说没事没事。
They might do that, but it means someone who will help you carry the load, someone who will walk with you.
这也可能他会这样做，但是不仅仅如此，他是那一位和我们一起担当，然后和我们一起行路的人。
So he wants the Holy Spirit to dwell in your life every day.
所以神希望的是说圣灵是每天与我们同在，住在我们里面的。
When you're trying to decide how you ought to respond in raising your children.
所以当你要决定说要怎么来把孩子养育大，教养成功呢？
You can ask him, and the Holy Spirit will give you direction.
你完全可以去问他，他会给你指引。
When you need a job.
当你需要一个工作的时候，
You can ask God, and God will help you.
你可以也向神求，神会帮助你。
When you don't know which way to go, God will help you.
如果你不知道该怎么办的时候，神也会帮助你。
I mentioned that my mother prayed about everything in her life.
那我今天早上也提到说，我母亲任何一件事情，她都拿到神的面前来祷告。
I remember her losing something on one occasion, and she prayed about that.
那有一次我妈妈丢了一些东西，然后她就为此祷告。
She said, Lord, this is the only one I have, and I can't get another, and I need you to help me find it.
所以他就跟神说，我就这么一样啊，我找不到了，而且我不可能再拿到另外一个，你得帮我把它找到。
Now I realize that some of you, that may come across as being strange.
那有些人可能觉得这样祷告是不是有点奇怪呢？
You kind of have these neat little boxes in your life.
你可能这个生命中有很多这个一个一个的小盒子。
This is your church box.
你有一个这个属于教会的盒子。
This is your home box.
你的家庭。
This is your work box.
你的工作。
This is your fun box.
然后还有你的娱乐生活。
And there's not really any connection between all of these.
这些盒子之间是没有关系的。
But you know what? God wants to connect all of them.
但是你知道吗？神需要你把这些盒子全部连在一起。
God doesn't just want to help you at church.
神不仅仅是在你在教会的时候才想帮助你。
God wants to help you at home.
他需要他你在家的时候他也要。
God wants to help you get along with your husband, your wife, your children.
他在夫妻关系上，在这个亲子关系上，他都想要帮助。
God wants to help you at work.
他在你的工作中也想帮助你。
As you interact with other people, God wants to help you.
当你跟其他人交往的时候，神也要帮助你。
As you do the right thing, even when it would be easy to cheat, He wants to help you.
当你就是行为正直，虽然就是说可能这个撒谎或者是作假对你有好处的时候，他也要帮助你。
As you make business decisions that will honor Him, He wants to help you.
当你在生意上这个做出一个使他得到荣耀的决定的时候，他愿意来帮助你。
Even the fun section of your life, God's interested in.
甚至是你的娱乐生活，他也有兴趣。
When you sit down to watch a movie,
当你坐在那里看电视的时候，
you ought to ask the Lord to sit down beside you.
你要想着说主就坐在你的身边。
Now this may sound crazy.
看听上去是不是有点奇怪？
But it wouldn't be all that wrong to say, Lord, do you like this movie?
那可是你要想想，你其实应该跟神说，主啊，你也喜欢这个电影吗？
Are you comfortable sitting here?
你坐在这儿也觉得很舒服吗？
You know, you don't have to think too long to think there's a lot in a lot of movies that I don't think the Lord would watch.
其实你不用花很大力气，你就会知道有很多电影里的东西主是不会喜欢的。
There may be activities in your life where you say, "Well, Lord, are you comfortable here?"
那可能在你生活中有一些活动，你也会想，你也需要想一想，主耶稣跟你同在，他会觉得很舒服吗？
If you're going into a place where they're drinking and they're carousing and they may be with somebody other than their husband or wife, do you think the Lord would be comfortable?
那你去的那些地方，如果那些人在喝酒也好，在这个就乱搞也好，你觉得主会觉得很舒服吗？
Or would the Lord say, you know, you really shouldn't be here?
还是主会说你真的是不应该在这里？
You really shouldn't watch this.
你不应该看这个样的电影。
You shouldn't live this way.
你不应该这样的生活。
The reason is the Holy Spirit translates what God wants for us into our everyday lives.
就是因为圣灵与我们同在，他给我们解释，让我们知道说什么是神要我们过的生活。
I obviously need to be a Christian when I'm at church, right?
那我到教会来，我是不是必须是一个基督徒？
But I also need to be a Christian at home, right?
那我是不是在家里也应该是一个基督徒呢？
And I also need to be a Christian at work, right?
在工作的时候。
And I should be a Christian when I'm having fun and pleasure in my life, right?
然后当我娱乐享受的时候，我是不是还是一个基督徒？
The only way to do that is to have the Holy Spirit to guide you and direct you.
你要有一个一致的人生的这唯一的办法，就是圣灵在你的里面一直在帮助你、指引你。
You know, it may make you feel uncomfortable to think, well, what if he says he doesn't like this?
那可能你自己想想，他要是老说这个也不喜欢，那个也不喜欢，怎么办？
Well, let me present that another way.
那我这样吧，这么讲。
All of us are going to stand before God one day, and the account of our life is going to be replayed.
我们每一个人都会有一天要在神的面前交账，就是我们一生所做的、所说的，都会在众人面前呈现出来。
And wouldn't you rather know what God thinks now than find out what God thinks then?
你难道不愿意说，在你现在的时候就知道神想要的是什么，而不是说到那个时候才发现说你的所作所为都是他所不喜悦的吗？
Let's say God plays Dan Stettler's life across the sky.
那我们说这个神把我的一生放像放电影像演电影一样放出来。
And he looks at me and says, Dan, why did you do that?
然后他那个时候看着我说，你为什么要这么做呢？
I ask you not to do that.
我有跟你讲不要这样。
Why did you have to hide to do that?
那你然后还是偷偷摸摸的做了。
Why did you have to erase the history on your computer to watch that?
那你为什么要当你看了这个以后，你还要把你的这个电脑上的记录删掉呢？
By that time it'll be too late.
而且在当你那个时候面对神的时候就已经太晚了。
Our life will already have been lived.
因为你的生命你已经这样过了。
We stand before the judgment bar of God.
当你已经站在审判台面前的时候，
And we say, Oh Lord, Oh Lord, I was a Christian.
你那个时候就来不及了，你可能说主啊主啊，我是基督徒没错。
Lord, I loved you.
我确实爱你。
And then the Lord may say, You did?
那主可能是说你真的爱吗？
Why didn't you go to church?
那你为什么不去教会呢？
Why didn't you read my word?
那你为什么不读圣经呢？
Why did you use my name in cursing?
那你为什么要滥用我的名在诅咒的时候？
Why did you live as you did?
为什么你要过那样的生活呢？
You know, it's easy for us to have the idea that God is an indulgent old grandfather.
可能对我们来说，把神想象成一个溺爱的这个祖父，可能更舒服一些。
These are all my children.
他会说，都是我，这些都是我的孩子。
And I can't do anything wrong.
然后没关系的，做什么都可以。
You know what? When you read the Bible, that's not what the Bible says.
可是当你读圣经的时候，圣经里讲的神可不是这样的。
The Bible says we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
圣经告诉我们每个人，我们每一个人都要站在基督的审判座前。
And we will give account for our deeds, whether they're good or whether they're evil.
我们要为一生的所作所为交账。
Now you may say at that point, well, how can I know?
那你可能那个时候会说，那我怎么知道呀？
I have good news for you.
那我有一个好消息告诉你。
He sent the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth and to direct you in your life.
他已经差了圣灵来在你的生活中做你的指引，然后告诉你什么是对的。
If you will open your heart to God and allow the Holy Spirit to come into your life, He'll keep you out of trouble.
如果你把你的心门敞开，然后让圣灵在你的心里住下，然后让他做主，你不会遇到麻烦。
He'll help you to be what you need to be.
他会帮助你成为他需要你成为的人。
John wrote, "We have no fear in love."
那约翰说，在爱里没有惧怕。
We can stand before the great judgment bar of God unafraid.
我们可以站在神的审判宝座前没有害怕。
Because the Holy Spirit has led us and directed us to please God in our lives.
因为圣灵已经在我们的生活中带领我们，帮助我们过一个讨神喜悦的生活。
Is it important for you to have the Holy Spirit in your life?
对你来说，生命里面有圣灵是不是重要的呢？
Oh, it's very, very important.
是非常非常重要的。
How else can you know what God wants?
不然你怎么知道神想要你的生命是什么样的呢？
If you just listen to people, you're going to get a whole bunch of ideas.
如果你只是听周围人的建议的话，每个人的建议都不一样的。
You listen to the radio or watch television, and you'll hear people saying all kinds of different things.
你听收音机也好，看电视也好，所有的人都会有各种各样的想法。
So how can you ever know what's right?
你怎么才能知道到底什么是对的呢？
It's right here.
就在这里。
He said, when he has come, he will guide you into all truth.
那因为他说，当真理的圣灵来的时候，他就会引导你进入真理。
He will tell you what's wrong.
他会告诉你什么是错的。
He will tell you what's right.
他也会告诉你什么是对的。
And he will remind you that all of us are going to stand before God.And have him pass judgment on our life.
而且他会不断的提醒你，我们将要有一天，每个人都要站在神的审判座前，我们将要对神有一所交代。
Word of God says we can have confidence in the day of judgment.
神的话告诉我们说，在这个审判的那一天，我们可以有信心。
If we've allowed the Holy Spirit to guide our lives.
如果我们的生命是被圣灵所带领的。
Now we don't have to let the Holy Spirit guide us.
我们可以选择不让圣灵带领我们。
We can say.I think I know what I need to do.
你可能会觉得说，我知道我要做什么。
I don't like this.
我并不喜欢神的方法，或者神的方式。
You don't know what they did to me.
你并不理解说他们对我做了什么。
Well, after all, they've cheated me over and over again. Now it's my turn.
而且不管怎么说，他们一直在这样欺负我、骗我，我现在要有所报复。
But you know what the Bible says?
但是你知
道吗？We don't know how we should live.
圣经告诉我们说，我们自己不知道该怎么生活。
The Lord knew that.
主知道。
And He said, "I'm going to send you someone who will dwell in you."
他会差一位来住在我们生命当中。
Someone who will guide you into all truth.
可以带领我们进入真理的那一位。
Someone who will say, "No, don't do that. That's sin."
那个可以提醒我们不要这样做，这是罪的那一位。
And someone who will say, "This is how you can live."Righteous and holy.
告诉我们该怎么样过圣洁生活的那一位。
And the reason you need to do that is because one day you're going to stand before me.
你要这样做的缘故是因为有一天你要对你的所作所为要有所交代。
The Bible says in that great day, hear him say to those who didn't obey him, depart from me.
因为圣经告诉我们，当那一天来临的时候，神会对那些不遵行他旨意的人说，离开我吧。
But to those who loved him and serve him, we'll hear him say, well done, good, faithful servant.
那些忠心的服侍他的人，神会说，做得好，忠心良善的仆人。
Enter into the joy of the Lord.
进来与你的主人同乐。
I don't know about you, but I want to hear, well done, good servant.
我不知道你怎么样，我是很渴望听到他说，做得好，忠心良善的仆人。
I want God to be happy with me.
我希望神对我是满意的。
I want to live so you can have confidence in me.
我也想要有一个生命，让周围的人都能够相信我。
I want to live so my wife and my children in our home can believe in their dad.
那我也希望我的生命能让我的妻子我让我的儿女能够信任我。
I want to live so the people I work with will say that man is a Christian.
我也希望我的生命能让我周围的人我的同事说看得出来说他真的是一个好的基督徒。
How can I do that?
我该怎么做呢?
I can do that when I have the presence and power of the Holy Spirit in my life.
当圣灵的能力和与我同在的时候，我就能够过这样的生活。
One of the most encouraging passages in all of the Bible.
那在圣经当中有一段非常这个鼓舞人的经节。
Is the one that says, "Greater is He that is in you than He that is in the world."
就是讲到说，在你们里面的大过这个世，在这个世界上的。
Let me just wrap this up today with this story.
那我今天一结束的时候要讲一个故事。
Maybe I should say this illustration.
或者是一个例子。
If you buy milk, you buy it in a plastic jug.
那你买牛奶的时候通常是一个塑料桶。
When all of the milk is gone, you can wash that out and do a little experiment.
那等你把这个牛奶都喝完了，你可以把这个桶涮一涮，洗洗，然后做个试验。
You can put that milk jug to your lips and you can...Suck all the air out.
你可以把这个那个牛奶桶放在嘴上，然后使劲吸，把里边的空气都吸掉。
What happens to the jug when you do that?
你如果这样做的时候，你那个桶会怎么样？
When you take the air from inside that jug and put it in your lungs,
如果你把这个桶里的空气吸掉的话，
the air pressure on the outside is greater than the air pressure on the inside.And that jug collapses.
那我们都知道，就是外面的气压会比里边，因为里面的空气少了，里面的气压就低了，所以外面的气压会把这个桶挤扁。
When the jug is in its normal shape, the air pressure on the outside and on the inside is the same.
所以这个桶能维持形状，就是因为它的外面的气压和里面的气压是平衡的。
But when you suck the air pressure out,Then it collapses.
可是里面的空气少了的时候，气压就低了，外面的压力就把它挤扁。
Now, you can take that same jug and you can blow air back into it.
那当然，这同样的桶，你可以把往里面吹气。
Not only does it regain its shape.
那不仅这个它会恢复原状。
But you can blow enough air until it swells out.
那你可能力气够大的话，然后吹了很多空气进去的话，这个桶还会膨胀。
That's because the air pressure is now greater on the inside than it is on the outside.
那就是因为它里面的压力开始大过外面的压力了。
So the sides of the jug swell because of the great air pressure.
所以这个桶就开始变膨胀起来。
There's a sense in which that illustrates the presence of the Holy Spirit in our life.
我想这个例子实际上是想告诉你，圣灵在我们生命中也是这样的。
If you don't have the presence of the Holy Spirit in your life,The pressure of the world and the devil is greater than you can stand.
如果你里面没有圣灵与你同在的话，外面世界上的压力也好，这个魔鬼的作为也好，是让你没有办法能够维持你的原状的。
It makes you collapse and cave into the world.
它会击别你，让你屈服于这个世界的势力。
You end up doing what you don't want to do.
你做那些你本来心里不想去做的事情。
You become a kind of person that you don't want to be.
你成了那个你自己不愿意成为的人。
But Jesus said, I'm sending the Comforter and He will be in you.
那但是耶稣说我要差一位保惠师来，他住在你的里面。
He will fill you.
他要在你里面充满。
And greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. 那在你里面的要大过在这个世界上的。How do you live right when the world is living wrong?
当你周围的人都在做错的事情的时候，你怎么才能保持做对的呢？
You do it by the presence of the Holy Spirit in
your life. 你要靠着你里面的圣灵的力量才能做到。
How do you do the right thing when it would be easier to do the wrong thing?
当做错的事情更容易怎么的时候，怎么才能做对呢？
You do it because the Holy Spirit is within you.
你是靠着住在你里面的圣灵来做到的。
How do you resist temptation?
你怎么才能抵制诱惑呢？
You do it because the presence of the Holy Spirit is in you and you'd rather please God than do what's wrong.
你靠的是你里面圣灵的同在，你愿意来讨神的喜悦。
Is the Holy Spirit important in our lives?
圣灵是不是在我们的生命中很重要？
Do we need His fullness in our lives?
我们是不是需要被他完全的充满？
We can't get along without it.
我们真的是没有办法不靠着他而生活。
I'm not strong enough. You're not strong enough.
你我都不够强壮。
But by the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we can please God.
但是靠着在我们里面圣灵的同在，我们可以做讨神喜悦的事情。
Part of your prayer every day should be, Lord, keep me full of the presence of the Holy Spirit.
所以我希望你每天的祷告里面有这么一句说主啊求你让你的圣灵一直充满我。
Keep me full so I can resist the devil and the world and sin.
让我里面的圣灵充满使我能够抵制这个周围世界上的罪恶还有这个魔鬼的诱惑。
Keep me full so I can live a life that is pleasing to you.
充满我让我的生命能够讨你的喜悦。
Jesus said, I'm going away.
耶稣说我要离开。
But I'm not going to leave you alone.
但是我不会撇下你们为孤儿。
I'm going to send the Holy Spirit.
我要差圣灵保惠师来。
And it's going to be better for you when he comes.
而且这是对你有益的。
Because you can have him in you whether you're in church or not.
因为他的同在让你不管在教会里也好身在何处。
You can have him in you whether there's a crowd or whether you're alone.
不管你是在人群当中还是独处。
You can have him with you.When everybody's watching and when nobody's watching.
不管你身边有人盯着你还是没有人看见你在做什么。
We need the Holy Spirit in our lives.
我们需要圣灵在我们的生命当中。
It's better for you, Jesus said.
因为
And he knew what he was talking about.
耶稣告诉我们说这是对我们有益的而且他知道确实是这样。
May the Holy Spirit dwell in your heart today.
愿圣灵今天就住在你的心里。
God bless you. Thank you for being here.
愿神祝福大家。
Thank you very much.